third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We'll continue here with your phone calls. Throughout the show, we've been off and on talking about our friend Ademo, who is currently in a jail cell as he's waiting trial, which will be starting Monday. It's likely going to be a two-day trial for so-called wiretapping charges, facing three counts, felonies up to 7 years each. So he may be in jail, or in prison, rather, for 21 years in the worst case. Now, of course, we don't know what the judge is going to sentence him to, but the fact that, you know, to have that hanging over your head as a possibility is a pretty awful thing to live with. And it really kind of puts usually any amount of jail time will put all kinds of plans into a frenzy because, you know, you can't really accurately make plans to do anything. You can't start any new business arrangements. You can't really forward think at all when you've got a court case hanging over your head like this, especially one in which you're looking at years in prison. So it's terrible what they're doing to him because the government bureaucrats, there's no skin off their back. If the prosecutor drops the charges right up before the trial happens on Monday,
sure,
he doesn't have any consequences for that. The judge doesn't have any consequences for that. No one has any consequences. The jury's been screwed out of a day's worth of work because they've already been they had to take the day off today or the morning off to go and do jury selection. So the court doesn't mind hurting the jurors and wasting your time. The court doesn't mind hurting the defendants and wasting their time and all the loved ones of the defendants who count on them perhaps to help make a rent payment or a mortgage payment or something like that.
These heroes have nothing on the line. The prosecutor, the judges, the police officers.
Right. So heroic.
They have nothing on the line when it comes to this for putting a man in jail for 21 years for recording, you know, doing the job of the press.
But then we're told that we're the bad guys because
we're too negative.
Because we're too negative because we talk about how the police abuse peaceful people and how they destroy people's lives.
Sure. It was police officers that arrested this guy in a country where there's supposed to be freedom of the press for recording government bureaucrats trying to get a comment regarding a story.
Right. I guess Ademo, the story that he was trying to get the comment on, by the way, was about a police officer who took a 17-year-old male and slammed him into a cafeteria table for talking back as
he
the police.
Seated. A right. Seated 17-year-old male snatched him up. I mean, this
That's
kid,
right.
The worst thing he could have done, I guess, is threaten the officer. We don't have the audio from the situation, but he was probably just sassing him, and the officer didn't like it, so he slammed the kid around.
Well, the kid thought it was pretty ridiculous that the officer was involved in what was essentially a sibling rivalry. I mean, you know, brothers
with a sister.
Right, brothers and sisters, they do what they do, and he had stolen his sister's purse or something like that from the lunch table and was...
It's no surprise that a police officer who has to deal with criminals on a relatively regular basis is going and you know, I don't like 17-year-old males much myself. I generally, you know, I consider them to be big-headed and loud-mouthed, and you know, I don't like them either. I understand why some guy would want to use his you know, the cop hasn't been held to any account here. He's just not unnecessary roughness, no referee called on him. So you know, obviously, this was a commensurate amount. This was a legal amount of force that he used on this teenager. The teenager talks back. The cop slams his face into a table.
Is this a school resource officer,
yeah,
or is it a?
That's
okay,
correct.
I thought so.
But he was in uniform.
Right. Well, that's they are. They
Some,
are.
Sometimes they are.
When I was in high school, they were not.
Mine was
generally. So that's what happened, and we're getting over it, but that's okay. You know, we're used to it. 855-450-FREE. These police deserve to be held accountable. That's what Ademo was trying to do when he called the police officer.
Right,
and
if you don't hold government bureaucrats accountable, then they're going to act like they're unaccountable.
Which
I mean,
do.
I just don't understand how people can live in a world where they want government bureaucrats to be unaccountable.
And they do. That's what Mary was calling about in the last hour, where she was just basically salivating all over the police and talking about how we should only talk, you know, we should talk more about how good they are and the good things that they do. And I think you pointed out, Mark, that they're supposed to be doing good things. They're paid to do good things.
And people are a lot less likely to talk about the bad things, which is why it's important to talk about them.
Exactly.
Like that guy mentioned Facebook feed. I see all kinds of cop tributes on my Facebook feed all the time.
Because some of your family members
Right,
are
because a family
cops.
Member or something. The majority of people think that cops do the right thing the most of the time, I think. So
and
it's really
I'm sorry,
important
they don't.
To talk about this kind
right.
of stuff.
And by the way, you know, what we can't tell you about is all of the negative things they do because we're not privy to it all. Like, we just came stumbled across a story from a caller last week about some guy they ran into who'd had an absolutely horrible encounter with the police, but nobody in the media was reporting on it. It never received any press or any coverage whatsoever. There are so many terrible, intimidating, scary stories that people have with the police that no one ever gets to talk about. They call this show and tell us about it because they feel like it's a safe place to go to tell their story where people will understand and empathize with them rather than just saying crap like Mary did, like, how dare you question them? There are only a few bad apples.
You know, what I'm questioning them on is actually doing what was legal. What was their job? It's their job to arrest Adano because, you know, the representatives in the state of New Hampshire passed a law in order to, you know, arrest people who are, people that record that apparently there aren't two parties that know about it. So they did what was within the scope of the law. But I still think it's reprehensible. I think it's reprehensible that a police officer would enforce this law. I mean, there's all kinds of stupid laws that aren't enforced in this country. Why do the police officers enforce this two-party law only to their benefit, from what I've seen in the last decade, only when it comes to recording government bureaucrats? Why do they enforce this law? It's a terrible law.
Because it's in their best interest.
It's in their best interest.
They want to protect themselves and their masters in the state. Let's
talk, heroes don't need protection.
Let's talk to Trevor. We're going to give Trevor one more try. He wasn't there last time. Are you there now, Trevor?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm calling from a factory that I make $9.50 an hour at. I'm a 13-year Army veteran, Mary, that in Wilmington, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Ohio.
Yep.
The police department, I think, in my eyes, is I have a degree in I went to school to be a cop, actually. Well, I was in the Army. That the Army paid for. And I never learned anything out of the degree, but if she thinks that we're honestly protecting her and doing the right thing, she's totally wrong. All I heard all day was kill, kill, one shot, one kill, sailor, stay alive. And now
this
I'm out.
This was in police academy?
No, this is for the military.
Oh, yeah, well, no, in the military.
Okay. Well, by the way, a lot of military members, as you know, a lot of ex-military become police when they leave the military.
Correct, yes. Right. I've listened to Free Talk for 2.5 years. Now I've got some guys on the factory turned on it. But I spent 13 and a half years in the Army, and now I come out with a college degree from, you know, the Army paid for, or you taxpayers paid for me to come out, and now I make $9.50 an hour inside of a factory. That I'm calling from right now.
And you could have gotten that job without the 13 years in the military.
Oh, yeah, there's felons here. I'm not a felon. I don't care if you are a felon. I used to care. I don't care anymore. I understand that.
Is that because you met some of them? I mean, is that because you know some felons?
As a matter of fact, that Tyler, my friend that called in last week, I mean, we work with felons, and they're the greatest. Some of those guys are the greatest people.
Yeah, it's just a government designation. I mean, it's you know, this nation incarcerates more people than I think the next 26 nations
right.
combined.
And it's cops that make that happen. That statistic, Mark, the huge incarceration numbers. It's cops that are the ones that are doing that.
Yeah,
I have done civil disobedience. I got a bunch of the guys who looked at Derek Jay's. The night it came out, I was walking around the shop going, hey, everyone's got to watch Derek Jay's at midnight.
Awesome.
Come on. We get off at 11:30. And I said, you guys got to watch Derek Jay.
Thanks for doing that, man.
But the crazy thing is that I spent 13 and a half years in the military. I was a 2nd 75th Ranger Battalion. I had my leg blown up by a roadside bomb.
Oh, gosh.
And I make $9.50 an hour.
Trevor, thanks. I appreciate your call tonight, and glad you made it out alive. Glad you're okay. Appreciate the call. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And he lost his leg for nothing.
That's unfortunate.
For nothing. For the
protect freedom.
Right, for the whims of politicians. 855-453. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has the 30-year fix. and you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. Lots of them, including the bulletin board system. It's all free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we still have the story about the public school forcing female students to take pregnancy tests, but we're going to continue with you and your thoughts here Also, want to tell you about the Bitcoin. And, Mark, have you checked? I know you're, like, obsessed with checking the Bitcoin, so I'm going to ask you what the current price is, because, honestly, I haven't looked since it broke 10 bucks, and it was, like, up to 11, I think, at one point.
Yeah, it was up to 11. I, you know, looked earlier today, and it was at about 11. I got it at 1086 here, you know, some time ago, but I have to check it out.
Just
a few
months ago, it was 6 bucks.
I must check 1077. I check this thing 12 times a day.
Yeah, wow.
That's an obsession. Maybe it's a good obsession, though.
Exactly.
No, you said 1077?
$10.
That's what I was wowing. I was
shocked about that.
I mean, I knew it had made it up to 9, but the fact that it just continues to go up at that rate is pretty amazing.
You know, Bitcoin had a bubble in the past. It may have a bubble, you know, on its way. I don't know. I don't predict that. But, you know, what do I know? I mean, I'm just looking. I do think that it's getting used more and more. There's only going to be 21 million, and I think that's another 100 years from now. So it's divisible as it could be. So, you know, it's no doubt that it's going to get to be more and more valuable. It's very useful. You can gamble online with it, and without getting any trouble here in the United States, gambling online, they've made it illegal for banks to participate in that.
Right.
You can use it to, you know, purchase all kinds of things. You can go through spendbitcoins.com and buy stuff from Amazon with bitcoins. It's the new currency for the internet, and I believe that it's going to be as big of an effect on society as the internet has. I think it's the biggest invention since the internet, bitcoins. And you can find out more about bitcoins at weusecoins.org. And you can get bitcoins at bitinstant.com. I recommend getting them now. I'm bullish on bitcoins because I think that they're going to be 20 bucks by the end of the year. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I'm excited about what's coming next. I mean, bitcoins, we're just barely scratching the surface on what these things can do and the potential for them. I mean, the Bitcoin card is in the works. There's also a Bitcoin kind of like a cash card, basically, that's going to be coming out. And
pay all your bills.
Yeah, that's coming too from BitInstant.com, I believe.
So. Yep,
and I know that our sponsor who's sponsoring these Bitcoin, because there's no Bitcoin company, like there's not a Bitcoin corporation that's coming to us and saying, here you go, Free Talk Live, you can advertise us. No, the reason we're talking about it is because there's a guy out there who's just a huge fan of Bitcoin, who has essentially commissioned Bitcoin advertisements. He's not being paid by anybody. He's just doing it because he just loves this idea and he thinks it's really good. And I know that he's wanting us to promote something new now. So
yeah, blockchain.info. You know, I haven't got the copy out here yet, but
I've been there. I've got the blockchain app on my Android.
I've been there and I've done some stuff, but I don't entirely know what everything they do.
We're going to learn more about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Coming up here. All right, so 855-450-FREE. Hey, by the way, responses to our tweets over our hoots over at Facebook and Twitter. Donovan responds, Mark, to a question that you asked. What is the magic phrase or example that will get cop suckers to see the violence, as in people who might fellate the police, cop suckers to see the violence inherent in the police?
It's petty name calling, and I apologize.
Donovan Yeah. Donovan Volunteers Bach writes in response, he says, it isn't a phrase or example, they just need to be victimized by the police, and I bet they change their tune. And I bet he's right about that. Because nothing can change someone's opinion about the police as fast as a negative interaction with one of them.
Well, once they see what it's like to be in a situation, and frankly, and I will state again, I've rarely have I been in a negative situation with a police officer. You know, once they are in a situation and you see the lack of power that you have, the lack of redress that you have, you can't get redress through their, you know, through the police office. They don't care. There's all kinds of video of people trying to get, you know,
complaint
forms.
Go down and try to get a complaint form.
Get a complaint
from your local police
station. You'll be lucky if you're not thrown physically out. Thrown in a jail cell over it. You know, you can't complain to them. The media turns a deaf ear. You obviously can't use physical force against them. I mean, what do? You're just impotent against them.
And it sounded like Mary was saying that because they put their life on the line, supposedly, and some of them do.
They're among the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America sometimes.
But and maybe in larger cities, I don't think that a cop in Keene, New Hampshire, and from what it sounds like, Wilmington, that gentleman called afterwards and said it's
a he said small it's a town, but he must be coming from a pretty big area because Wilmington has a population of over 100,000.
Wow.
Which is the metro is like 300-something thousand. So it's almost as large as Sarasota, where we come from, Mark.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big place.
I'm not trying to say that it isn't dangerous at times to be a cop, But there are tons of dangerous professions out there.
Right.
And just
professional
because
fishermen, taxi driver, truck driver.
Coal miners. I mean, all
coal miners
kinds.
Get the news. But I don't think they're even on the list.
Right, you don't get a pass, though. I mean, all of these people deserve to be held accountable. You don't get a pass just because your job is dangerous.
855-450-FREE.
I'd also like to point out firefighters never on the list of most dangerous jobs.
David's here, listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Hey, yo, y'all. How you tonight?
Hey, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, freedom of the press, man. That's what's on my mind.
There you go.
When that was written in 1776,
89.
The press meant that I had the freedom to go buy a press. The word press didn't mean the news corporation. It meant that I was be able to go buy a press and press out information I wanted to press out and pass it around.
That's right.
And now we have these things, video phones I'm allowed to buy.
And it's a lot cheaper to buy a video phone than a press.
What happens to me and how people talk to me and treat me. This is freedom of the press in the modern times now.
Yep.
I heard on the radio about 10 times that the freedom of the press allows a certain corporation freedom. No way. It meant the people was allowed to buy a press.
It's true. If you could afford a press. The important point is, if you could afford a press, you could buy a press, and it was a lot more expensive to put that together today than it is to go out and get an Android or an iPhone. Anybody can be the press now. It's within the reach financially of the average person, and that's one of the things that bothers them. That bothers the government guys. They're afraid of that.
And the same thing is, I got hit by a drunk doctor. The cop that showed up took care of the drunk doctor's son that got hurt in football because the doctor that hit me was an orthopedic surgeon. The judge I went to go see played golf with the cop and the lawyer and all of this, right?
Yep.
So I wanted to get an appeal. So they said I got to spend $5,000 for the
Oh my God! The transcription.
The dictator there.
It's insane, Dave. You've got more to your story. You can hang on. We can bring it back here in a moment. I know about this. You can't just give them a YouTube video or whatever of the trial. You've got to pay the transcriber literally hundreds of dollars, and in his case, thousands, to give a transcription to the Supreme Court before you can appeal. It's ridiculous. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can go to the mobile site if you've got a smartphone, get quick access to our live streams and the podcast as well. You can go to msinmobile.freetalklive.com. You can also hook up with the software you need to listen online as well. That's m.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by LegalZoom.com.
Yeah, with LegalZoom.com, you can get your common legal documents that you need done, whether it's patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, whatever you need. The living trusts, I mean, you know, all these things that you need to have in order to make things easier for your family. You know, you don't want the government making these decisions for you. You can go to LegalZoom.com, get them done. It's fast and easy. I got a will made over there, and it was quick. They just asked me a few questions. They spit out a will, and, you know, I signed it and did all the legal stuff. Use coupon code FTL. Save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL. LegalZoom.com.
All right. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We go back to David listening in Montana. And, David, you were telling us about a situation that you've gotten into. You want to continue your story?
Right. And what I'm getting at is recording. What the word press meant was I'm allowed to write down and copy what thoughts I have in my head about government, about society, and I have the right to go buy a machine. It doesn't matter what it costs, but I have a right to buy this new machine, the press, or a recorder or the telephone or in modern times, and I have the right to record what happens to me. And in a court case, there's a lady that writes in code this machine. I forget, a dictaphone.
A stenographer is her name.
A stenographer, right.
Yep.
It's a code that she knows, and only she could interpret this code. And it costs $5,000 for her to interpret that so I could appeal what happened to me in this thing we call government, you know? And it's a business. That's not right. That's
Yep.
I should be able to buy a videotape or now with the, you know, a digital recorder for the court.
Right.
And say, record it and have her operate the thing and seal it with a little stamp so nobody could tamper with it. And for $10, I could, get my appeal instead of $5,000.
I've been through this as well, Dave.
Almost a year wage for me.
And you know what they'll do is they'll say to you, if you balk at the price of this transcription fee, and this is it's not uncommon for this to be required in Supreme Courts, as I understand it, certainly in my experience, they require it here in New Hampshire. You can always say, they'll let you beg, you can entreat them for a waiver of the fee, but you have to provide them with all your financial information. So give them some tax returns, give them some bank account information, all your details on how much money you make.
But I'm just saying, the freedom of the press has been twisted.
Oh, yeah.
Favor a certain portion of the government.
Absolutely.
The press now is part of the government.
Yeah, the government in this country.
That part of the First Amendment, and we as people, we got to demand freedom of the press back.
I'm with you, David. Thanks for the call, as always.
The government in this country has gotten so large, it's just eating us alive. I mean, that's really what it's, you know, a government is a parasitical organization. It does not produce anything. You know, maybe you can claim that it produces order, but at this point you can't claim that this government is producing order. I mean, the fact is that it's gotten so large, it's actually producing chaos. You know, now that it's not following the little rules that it has written down for itself. So, you know, this is it. I mean, this is what the decline of this empire looks like.
You'll see in the video from this morning's hearing, the jury selection for a demo from coplock.org, you'll get to see in the parts that I was able to record between a demo and the prosecutor and the judge when the jury wasn't around, you will get to see the judge admit that the state is not a person. And you'll also get to see the judge bizarrely refer to the prosecutor as it. And this is the weird religion of the state, the belief in the state. There's a man standing in the courtroom. His name is Michael, and he is the prosecutor. And he is also, in their minds, the state. And it's just interesting to watch this religion play out, because it's a religious belief, right? I mean, the judge admits.
It's clearly a faith-based thing.
He admits it doesn't exist. He admits the state is not a person. And then in moments before or thereafter, he refers to the prosecutor, this human being standing in front of him, as it. Referring to the state.
State. It.
It's so creepy. It's just so weird.
They object. I object. You're going to have to call this man a man. You have to say him. You can't say it.
That would have been an interesting objection. But nonetheless, you know, that this video will be available to you. It's one of the things on my to-do list. I will get it out late tonight or tomorrow. Freekeen.com for those of you that want to take a look. Julia, you've got some news about government school and the latest abrogation of your rights to your own body.
Yes. This is actually from the ACLU's blog. They're reporting on it because I guess they're trying to take action on this particular case. In a Louisiana public school, female students who are suspected of being pregnant are told that they must take a pregnancy test. Under school policy, those who are pregnant or refuse to take the test are kicked out and forced to undergo homeschooling.
Huh.
Which
wow.
is very strange because, like, homeschooling requires that your parents
right.
be home. So are they demanding that your parents now are your
teachers? It doesn't require
teachers?
That, though. I mean, you know, really.
Well, I guess you could
I mean,
pay.
If a kid can stay, I don't know what age a kid can stay home alone at, and I don't know if there's a legal precedent or anything like that, but I'd guess it'd be somewhere around 12. I don't really remember how old I was when I started staying home, but, I'm guessing the number, maybe it was certainly younger than that, but I don't know how old. And if a kid can stay home alone, then they can homeschool themselves, right? Quote unquote.
Well, I think it would depend on the law. Because some states are very strict with homeschooling.
It's true,
so
like California.
Who knows? Welcome to Delhi Charter School in Delhi, Louisiana. I'm probably saying that wrong. A school of 600 students that does not believe its female students have a right to education free from discrimination. According to its student pregnancy policy, the school has a right to not only force testing upon girls, but to send them to a physician of the school administration's choice.
Wow.
Now, that's creepy.
You gotta get naked in front of their government bureaucrat. I mean, he may not be a paid government bureaucrat in that sense, but he's certainly contracted with the government. Charter schools are, you know, being paid through tax dollars.
A positive test result or a failure to take the test at all means administrators can forbid a girl from taking classes and force her to pursue a course of home study if she wishes to continue her education with the school.
Nuts.
Wow.
So basically they're saying that they're not even talking about homeschool like their parents are going to be making decisions. They're talking about they're saying that she can continue the education that the school offers at her home. So we don't want the kids seeing pregnant girls.
Mm. Well, even that is just suspected of being pregnant.
So sluts, basically, all the school sluts.
I guess. I'm not sure who they're going after. It's just nuts.
Wow.
What makes them suspect somebody of being pregnant?
I guess they're showing.
And what difference does it make if they are pregnant?
If you are showing, that's weeks and weeks and weeks into the pregnancy. Yeah.
My wife was working at, you know, some Rumors? Store here up until the week. It was the week that she gave birth. She was up on the ladder at the Bed Bath & Beyond getting stuff down for customers, pregnant.
I don't feel like this has anything to do with anything except for they don't want the other students to see pregnant people and think that they condone it.
That's an interesting point. I know that in the town I grew up, Sarasota, Florida, there was a pregnant girl's school. They did have something like this. And I don't know.
Scarlet Letter School.
I don't know what requirements there were or how the girls ended up going there versus a regular school, but maybe there was some sort of similar process where they were just kind of shuffled off over in. Here, you girls go over here, the pregnant girls' school. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and you will get on that site a number of different things you can do, like get a free bumper sticker. You can also download web graphics, high-res graphics also. If you want to make your own Free Talk Live t-shirt, we got the high-res graphics you need to do something like that. And we give it to you over at promote.freetalklive.com, because Free Talk Live isn't into the whole intellectual property thing. So please, go ahead, do whatever you want with our logos. Once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Flyers are there as well. Promote.freetalklive.com. Julia is here with us this evening and is sharing us a story about teenage girls at, is it one school or one school district?
One particular school.
Okay, and you, it was Delhi is what the school is, right? D-E-L-H-I?
Yes.
And this is in Louisiana, where the policy is if a girl is suspected of being pregnant, which I presume the only way that would happen would be rumor mongering, right? Like girls talking to girls and, you know, talking to boys who talk to the teachers.
Suspected of being pregnant. So basically, if they hear any rumors about people having sex, like, oh, Jimmy and Susie had sex, I heard, then, or if somebody's been a couple for a while, they could just say, hey, I want you to take a pregnancy test.
So basically, every week, there are going to be multiple teens who are going to be forced to take pregnancy tests at this school. And how much does a pregnancy test cost?
It's I've the never new witch hunt.
Well, it's a few bucks. I'm sure it costs the government schools twice as much. But
right, so
these are charter schools, so it wouldn't work exactly the same way. But, I mean, don't you want pregnant girls around in order to show the other kids the consequences of their actions?
Well, right, they're talking about shuffling them into some sort of a homeschool program where it's not actually homeschooling as we would think of homeschooling, where the parents are involved. With picking curricula, this is one where the school will basically give you some sort of an assignment book or whatever, like, you know, after school or night classes.
Don't, please don't come here. Please don't show your pregnant face around here. We don't want to see that.
They're banning them from coming to the school. And this is, they had a pregnant girl's school in Sarasota. It was called Cyesis, if I'm recalling correctly. And the same, it's the same effect, right?
They just want a name that wouldn't sound like anything. You know, so I'm just wondering, you know, what's it like talking to, you know, some girl with some kind of accent, and she keeps on saying Cyesis. What? Cyesis. Where do you go to school? Cyesis.
It sounds like an infection.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And they still have this particular program. And I guess the idea is that you know, when you have your kid, you can bring it there and they're going to take care of it or something with a daycare class. And maybe there's courses that are mommy related.
It sounds like a pretty good, you know, thing to have.
The website's horrible. I'm looking at it right now. Of course, you know, government websites aren't exactly anything to write home about.
But this could be happening to people who aren't pregnant, because it says if you refuse to take the test, you get the same punishment.
Right.
So
stand up for the right to, you know, right to privacy, and you're out.
Yeah. So anyway, they were shuffling girls to this other school, and I agree with you, Mark. If you're pregnant, why not be at the school? Is it because that there's too much ostracism? Is it too difficult for these girls to handle the, you know, the teasing or whatever might, you know, befall them?
It says here that about 70% of teen girls who give birth leave school due in part to illegal discrimination.
Illegal discrimination.
I don't know what that means. It's the ACLU, so.
I imagine there's a lot of social pressure that comes down, and I don't even know that I think entirely that's a bad thing. I don't support teasing and bullying people, but, you know, I mean, it's social pressure against getting pregnant when you're young? Probably not the worst thing in the world.
Well, you know, and maybe a little bit of sex education could go a long way here. I realize this is controversial, but a lot of parents don't like the idea of sex education being in schools. And, of course, I don't like the idea of government being in schools. So as far as I'm concerned, the right thing to do is get your kids out of government school and either homeschool them or put them into the private school of your choosing, which has the curriculum that you want your young person to be exposed to. But it seems to me that young people knowing about sex and the consequences of having it is a very valuable thing. Because if they know about sex and pregnancy and how not to get pregnant, then maybe they'll be less likely to actually get pregnant. Because one thing's for sure, you can't tell kids not to do something. You can't tell any child or teenagers not to do something. They're going to do what you tell them not to do. So you can't just say, kids, don't have sex. That doesn't work.
I think, too, that it's underestimated how little a lot of teenagers know about, like, really know about sex. I mean, they understand the mechanics of it, perhaps, but I read...
They've probably seen porn.
Yes. I have read an interesting article about the CDC conducted some sort of huge study, I think, like, the biggest study they'd ever done on this particular subject, and they were asking teen mothers why they chose not to use birth control. And the numbers were disturbing. There were, like, I think over 50% of them just thought they couldn't get pregnant. Like, for some reason, they did not understand how female reproductive organs work and all of that, and they didn't think they could get pregnant. A lot of them misunderstood their menstrual cycles and believed that there were certain times when they couldn't get pregnant. A lot of them didn't have access to the birth control.
And there is sex education in a lot of government schools, so this is a real indictment against how effective that is. I mean, not even, you know, the government, you want them to teach sex education? That's a terrible idea, too.
Well, it's an awkward conversation at that age.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you've got some old lady or old man science teacher up there saying these things, like, I can't imagine that I wanted to listen to that.
Yeah, it's not that much better than hearing it from your parents, right?
No. So, I mean, I don't know what the solution is as far as sex education is concerned.
More honesty, I think.
From a young age. I think that from a parent's point, you need to be honest from a young age and not treat it like it's this really weird thing that we don't want to talk about.
My parents sent me down the hallway during movie sex scenes. I mean,
and look how you turned out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little strange.
So I think that young people should be exposed to something like that.
My dad would fast forward it and say, oh, we don't want to watch these guys kissing.
Same difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom gave me a book and said, read this.
What book? The Joy of Sex?
No, it's some kind of little pamphlet on sex. I didn't want to read it. Like a study. I'm not interested in that. I never read it.
So it didn't have any pictures in it, though.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I was under the misconception that the vagina was the anus for at least a good period of time.
That could cause some problems.
Well, it's not like I had any opportunities to test out this theory.
I think my parents, they had the book The Joy of Sex, which is this, you know, kind of classic sex book with a bunch of illustrations in it of different sexual positions and things like that. They had this book in their library on their bookshelf, and maybe they just thought that I would just look at the book and that would be the deal, but I was still kind of intimidated by it. Like, you know, I certainly did sneak a look at it here and there, but I never...
But then when you're doing that, you feel like you're doing something wrong.
So you're not going to admit to any of the knowledge contained within the book.
Right. And I didn't really look at the, I didn't actually read the book. I just looked at the picture.
Sure.
So,
it's ludicrous.
Yeah, I think that the repression of sexuality and the repression of the discussion of sexuality and the consequences of it has some real, real detrimental effects on society.
Absolutely.
The way this stuff pans out. And you look at the American populace and the numbers, teenage pregnancy in America is much more common than it is in Europe,
yes,
by the way. Where in Europe, ages of consent tend to be lower. And
they show
families,
boobs on TV.
They show porn on television during prime time in places like Italy and other places like that. So sex is more accepted in the culture as opposed to over here where it's more of a violence-based media culture. Sex is more common in media culture over in Europe. And as a result, you know, in the same way that they have in a lot of places in Europe, they have better drinking laws. You know, more younger people are able to drink at a younger age. So therefore, they're able to gain the experience necessary, and it's not a taboo subject. And so therefore, you can talk about these things.
I can understand as a parent. I mean, I don't want to know juicy details about my mom's sex life. I don't want to know what mm-hmm. position she's doing and, you know, all kinds of, I don't want to know that. So I understand, you know, maybe a parent doesn't want to get that in, you know, get into that with kids. But as an adult, why is it uncomfortable for you to talk about sex? I don't understand that concept.
With your kids, you mean, or just as
right,
an adult
like
to an
just
adult?
Just as a general subject, not a like a specific thing, but just let's talk about sex.
I mean,
if they're old enough to ask, they're old enough to know.
Well, I don't.
Absolutely.
I think the kids will ask. You know, young kids will ask questions, and I think it can be difficult. But
if they don't understand the answers, then they don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I at this point.
Why is it difficult though? Is it because
it's
some...
a little scary? You don't know what you're supposed to do. There's no handbook for parenting,
right.
So you don't know whether you're going to break them or not. You know, when I've just decided that I'm being as honest as I can in every circumstance, and frankly, he wanders off when I'm talking to him.
Just show him two girls,
right.
One cup. He'll never want to have sex.
Oh dear
again.
God!
Anyway.
That's the most horrifying advice I've ever heard.
That's why Ian doesn't have kids.
God.
All right, so we're out of time.
Makes me glad some of those cops have slammed you around sometimes. Yeah.
Don't show anyone that video. Don't even show yourself that video.
Never go see that video.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.